This is WABC.com, Net Radio WABC. WABC. Mickey Golden. From Net Radio WABC at WABC.com, it's the Mickey Golden Program. Starring Mickey Golden. Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor, Fatso Puny. Hey, wow. Also joining us frequently, the former President of the United States, Bill Clinton. And special guest visits by Cosmic Louie, our resident astrologist. Also, Mike Tyson.
If not nice to me, I'm going to smack you, all right?
And now here's Mickey Golden. Net Radio WABC at WABC.com. Mickey Gordon Program. Emails to netradio WABC at AOL.com. We check them as much as possible. If we use anything on the air here, stories and stuff like that, you'll get yourself an ABC t-shirt. And Rickshaw's here.
Thank you so much.
And Professor. Hey, wow. That's some good rock and roll over on my side of the site here. You know, the professor's got his own show here, and, you know, he always does a nice rock and roll side, you know. And that's going to be a good one here. I'm going to be doing a little feature for George Harrison, so that'll be kind of nice. Absolutely. Let's see what's going on in the news here. Oh, yeah, Carol Choking on Chicken Bone, the engineer, running our equipment. Got to mention that.
Yeah, you better have.
Because if we don't, the heat is going to be on. He's going to mess everything up.
Yeah.
That's right, man. He gets into that.
And we're going to be hearing from Cosmic Louie this hour. So get ready for that. Stuff in the news. War on terrorism continues.
Yeah.
And U.S. Arms illegally go to the Axis of Evil. You know that Axis of Evil that President Bush was talking about? After 9/11, the U.S. launched an operation to keep weapons and technology away from those hostile nations and terrorists. But the intricate deals have proven a little difficult to stop. Reason being is that they will, you know,
send the weapons over here and send the weapons there, and the check goes to him and comes back to me.
And still, apparently, they haven't stopped a lot of those illegal deals going on. Pentagon wants to send troops to Indonesia. Officials say that Al-Qaeda members are regrouping there, you know?
Yeah. It's kind of like Seals and Croft trying to get back together.
Yeah. It is. It's like, you know, they're trying to regroup. It's like reuniting the Osmond brothers.
Yeah.
It is. It's like what's going on. And it's Al-Qaeda and Taliban trying to get back together. Going to have their victory tour.
Yeah.
Blow up a few buildings. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan just the other day announced that interest rates would not move. Wall Street was waiting with bated breath on that one.
Yeah.
And means they're probably going to raise interest rates here pretty soon. You know, that they didn't move them at all. Because if they were really concerned about the economy, they would have cranked, you know, the rates down a little bit more, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So that's the deal with that. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 10,600 and change. NASDAQ is at 1880. So that's the story there. And an increasing number of women are doing repairs and maintenance on their own cars. A new study has come out.
Wow, that's kind of cool. I got to get me a wife that can fix the Peugeot.
The what?
The Peugeot.
What are you talking about?
I got a Peugeot.
A Peugeot?
Yeah, remember that little French car?
Yeah.
That's what I got. I got a Peugeot.
Oh, okay. So if you can get a wife that can fix the Peugeot, that'd be good.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So, at any rate, that's what they're saying about women. They're learning to fix their cars, acting more like guys. This one's weird. 13-year-old girl by the name of Brittany Cecil of Ohio died 2 days after she was hit by a puck while watching a game in Columbus, one of these NHL games. It's the first time there's been such a death. In the NHL, some guy just hit a slap shot. And it popped her in the head. Then she was in the hospital for like 2 days and finally died. Very, very sad deal there. Well, you know that dog mauling trial that was moved from San Francisco down to Los Angeles? It's the case where this woman was attacked by this other woman's dog. You know, when they were in the hallway of the apartment building?
Yeah.
And, well, now the case has been moved down to L.A. So they're trying to charge the owner of the dog with murder. They claim that, you know, the prosecution claims that the woman knew that the dogs were dangerous. And these are big dogs, and they just ripped this girl apart.
Yeah.
So she could go to jail for second-degree murder for having these dogs.
Man.
That's kind of harsh. Spring officially arriving across the USA.
La-di-da-di-di-da-do.
Everybody's all jacked about that. And then the weather's going to get colder. That just seems to be what it's doing. World's oldest person drops dead. Maud Ferris Luce, a Coldwater, Michigan woman, recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records for their 2002 edition as the world's oldest living person, has died of pneumonia. She was 115 years old.
Wow.
Got a picture of her right here.
Let me check that out. Oh my God, she got teeth?
I would think they've been gone for a while.
Yeah.
So, 115. What is that? She's born 1880 something.
Wow.
And was still kicking along, believe it or not. Net Radio WABC, Mickey Gordon program. And other stuff out there. I don't know if you heard about this. Huge iceberg has broken away from Antarctica. You know, a hunk of ice broke off, makes it a giant iceberg, and crashed into the sea. Now, this thing's going to be floating around out there. It's estimated weight, 500 million billion tons of ice. Largest one on record.
Wow.
Now, they say this ice is the size of Rhode Island.
Man, that's kind of a large piece, sir. Almost reminds me of the size of the kidney stone I once passed.
Thank you, Professor. All right, let's see. What else have we got here? Another close shave for planet Earth, talking about the nature and the world and space and stuff. An asteroid, slightly larger than the moon, zipped near our planet this month. Happened back on March 8th. Came cruising by. I don't know what it was. It was, a couple hundred thousand miles or so away. But that's close, considering space. And since it came from the direction of the sun, the scientists didn't observe it until 4 days later after it passed.
Hey, what's that? Oh, damn, that's an asteroid inside of the moon.
It's an asteroid the size of the moon. Astronomers say that the object is one of the 10 closest known objects to approach Earth on record. Had it hit, it would have released the energy equivalent to a 4-megaton nuclear bomb. Firefighters in Dover Township, New Jersey, needed 90 minutes the other day to drag a 740-pound woman out of her house.
Man.
Yeah, she'd been having trouble breathing.
Man, sounds like a big fat woman.
Sound like a whole lot of women. I like a piece of that.
Carol likes the big women. So they spent 90 minutes dragging her out of her house. 740-pound woman. I guess she had been in there for several years or something like that. First aid workers and firefighters lashed together three stretchers to carry 59-year-old Carol Turpay out of the house. That's unusual. 740-pound woman, 59 years old. You get people with that kind of weight, they're usually dead at 40, 45. You know, the heart can't handle it, but her heart kept going, but she'd had trouble breathing, so they had to get her out of the house. Lashed together three stretchers there. Now, in order to clear a path to an ambulance, firefighters had to remove her front door. They had to dismantle part of an enclosed porch. Pull out the chainsaws.
All right, everybody, get out of the way. We got to move this thing through here.
Drag your fat butt out. Now, so they had to remove part of her front door, dismantle part of the porch, and remove several bushes and even a tree. And also a neighbor's fence. They say the woman's doing okay, though.
What?
Lesbians.
Never mind.
Mickey Golden on the Internet's radio station at Radio WABC.